we have 5 prayer requests this morning. Pray for Luana Roark, who had a successful surgery to remove a tumor from her brain. Now they're waiting on the test results.
Okay.
Pray for Rita Hughes, who needs platelet infusion prior to surgery. Pray all test results will allow surgery on October 11th. Pray for Jim Deering, who tested positive for COVID. Let's continue to pray for the family of Tina Smith and Alexis Kraft. Their service is today at 2 at the First Christian Church in Clinton. And also keep Alexis's father, Robert Kraft, in our prayers as well.
Okay. We will do that. Join your faith with us. The Bible says where two or more agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done. So we are agreeing. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord Jesus, we have mentioned these prayer requests, Lord God. We know that you are aware of these situations and so many more. You're aware of every single thing that's going on. You said that not even a sparrow, Jesus, you said not even a sparrow could fall to the ground without the Father's notice. And you reminded us on that comment that we are of much more value than a sparrow. So, Father, because your eye is on the sparrow, we know that your eyes are upon, Lord God, these who are in need. For Luana Roark, Lord God, we thank you for a successful surgery. And now we thank you in advance for a successful and complete and full recovery in the name of Jesus. We speak life over Luana. Father, we pray for Rita Hughes, Lord God. You know that she needs us, or the doctor says she needs platelet infusion prior to surgery. We pray that all the test results will allow for whatever you have, Lord. If surgery is your will on October 11th, we pray that nothing hinder that surgery and everything go exactly as you have it planned. But Father, by whatever means you choose to use, we agree together that Rita Hughes is ordained and predestined to have health and life and strength because of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for Jim Deering, Lord God. We thank you that even if a person tests positive for COVID, Lord God, that you are able to supersede the effects of this virus. Lord, we speak recovery and life and health over him. We speak recovery and life and health over all those who need you. Lord, even if it's just something as simple as seasonal allergies, Lord God, we pray a release of your anointing to destroy these symptoms. We continue to pray, Lord God, for the family of Tina Smith, Alexis Kraft, Lord God. Father, we know that you are the comforter that gives comfort as only you can. We pray, Lord Jesus, that your glorious presence be with these families, Lord God. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and we do pray for Robert, Lord God, for Robert Kraft, Lord God, Alexis' dad, and we ask, Father, that his eyes and his heart be so drawn to you, Lord God, that he's so heavenly minded that he finds himself at peace and in comfort when he can't even explain it. And we pray that your fragrance, Lord Jesus, be everywhere during this place and time. We ask your grace, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Monica, I'm going to jump in here because I have a new sponsor for the Hour of Power. No, you can take care of those.
Oh, okay.
But I want to share this one. Gateway Church is located at 4772 West 3rd Street. That's just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors, and they would love for anyone to come just as they are and join them for any of their worship services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church Elk City or on YouTube. Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City. Their services times are Sunday school, as we know it. They call it Bible engagement, but old school me, Sunday school, 9:45, morning worship, 10:30, Spanish service at 2 in the afternoon, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday night Bible study at 7. If you'd like to touch base with them, you can call them at 580-225-4646. And one thing that they really, really dwell on and believe in is that we are stronger together.
Amen. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. The Refuge Church at New Liberty is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bardais & Ford was recently awarded the Ford President's Award for the fifth time. We want to thank our customers as we celebrate this prestigious award. We love what we do, and you're the reason we're the number one auto dealer of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle.
They're loyal to me, and I'm loyal to them. For us at PK & Company, we always buy our vehicles at Bardais & Ford, now and forever.
All of us here at Hutchinson will love the people and the trucks we get at Bardais.
I buy all my family vehicles as well as my company vehicles for Smith Ag from Barbara Dyson.
Come experience the difference at Barbara Dyson Ford and check us out at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Dwight Shepherd. His title for this morning is God's Fragrance. Go spread it, y'all. Get it out there.
Be a super spreader.
Yeah, get it out there.
Of the fragrance of Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's what we want to be, super spreaders of the fragrance of Jesus. I was talking about Sean Foyt earlier, and, you know, they called him a super spreader. They were on him. They were like, you know what, even people who identified as Christians were coming against him saying, you are responsible for the death of hundreds and hundreds of people, you know. Because they thought that because he was having these worship events, that he was endangering people's lives by the spread of COVID. I mean, they truly believe that. You can't fault someone for speaking up for what they truly believe. But they were wrong, because they did contact tracing on the events, because they were trying to find evidence to hang him on. And in their contact tracing, not one single case of COVID came from contact tracing, came from the Worship Now events. It just didn't happen. Wonder why. Could it be that the fragrance of Jesus manifested among God's people was stronger than the fragrance of COVID? You know, could it be? I don't know. Inquiring minds want to know. Let's look back at the word. I want to show you something else here. We were talking about in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, it said, Paul was writing, he said, you know, through us everywhere, God spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of God. And I read from the Passion Translation, it said, through our yielded lives. So we're talking about being yielded to God in all things. And because we're yielded, God's able to bring his anointing wherever we go. Now, in that same letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul wrote a little bit further down in chapter 3. I actually want to look at verse 17. And I did tell you before we went to break, I'll tell you about one of the events where I was being a super spreader of Jesus. Just honestly, just being who God made us to be, just carrying Christ. But my wife and I and my grandkids, I think it was my grandkids, could have been my kids. Been a long time ago. I think it was my kids, and they were the age of my grandkid. But we were at Lake Lugar, and we were just enjoying a nice family time. And all of a sudden, a whole bunch of college age kids showed up. There was a couple people that were older. I would assume they might have been professors or something. I don't really know. But and man, they're just being kids, you know, college age kids. They're drinking, they're cussing, they're carrying on, going about it. And we're right. We were there first on this little spot on the beach of the lake, and I didn't really appreciate everything that they were doing. So I just went over there and just nicely said, you know, hey, how are you guys doing today? And they're like, hey, we're doing good. And I go, where are you from? And they're like, we're from the college. I go, oh, they said, we're geology students. We came down here and we're doing, I said, oh, that's awesome. Geology is a great thing. I said, well, I'll tell you something, though. Theology is even better. And one of them rears up on me a little bit. I said, you know, if y'all just spend more time studying theology than geology, it might change your actions. Well, was I in line to say that? I don't know, but I guarantee you this, I'll spread in Jesus. Well, one of them turns out to be a practicing pagan, a Wiccan, a witch, and she immediately begins to try to call down curses on me. And she goes, you know, she's by the goddess of this and by Mother Earth, blah, blah, blah. I call down curses on this man. I just laughed at her. I said, your curses fall to the ground and become nothing. I said, would y'all like to pray? Would y'all like to join hands with me? We'll pray right now. Would y'all like to pray? There were about 10 or 12 of those students. She was the only one who didn't pray. The rest of them joined my hand, and we prayed out loud in the name of Jesus, praying over my wife standing over there with kids going, oh, my gosh. And she's just over there just railing away, trying her best to curse me. And it won't work. But that's one incident. That's one incident. If I had the memory power to do it, I could tell you of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times where you say something for the Lord, you go somewhere, and people don't rear up on you very often. But so what if they do? So what? Who cares? I'm not saying we need to go around being offensive. But I am saying we need to go around smelling like Jesus. And if Jesus on me offends you, that's your problem. It's not my problem. You want to know why? Because I live in a free country. It is still free, by the way. And we intend on keeping it that way, don't we? But we better stand up, we better show up, and we better speak up. November 8th, you better stand up and show up and speak up. You know what November 8th is? No, it's not so-and-so's birthday. It's the day that we vote here in America. Midterm elections. You see, what's that got to do with spreading the fragrance of Jesus? Everything. Because I need someone who carries the fragrance of Jesus to go up to them state houses and up in Washington and carry the fragrance of Jesus. I need them to do that. So I'm going to do my research. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for because that's not right. I'm going to ask you to do some research and find out what is this candidate, or it's even simpler. You say, well, who is this candidate, a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, libertarian, whatever they are? Just find out what they are registered as. And then it's real simple. Regardless of what they say they believe, you can go to this. If it's like this, what if I came in here today and I said, but I'm a Christian. And then you find out, well, actually the dude is, he goes to meetings at a church called a Church of Satan. How many know I wouldn't be in here today? This is a Christian ministry. It's like I could say I believe, but my actions speak louder than what I say. When these candidates identify with a party, they do it on purpose. They're identifying with that party on purpose. So you can go online really easily, and you can read. It's called platforms. I didn't used to know this stuff, so I'm going to assume maybe not everybody does know it. But you can go online, look at the Democratic Party, look at the Republican Party, whatever. Those are the two main ones anyway. And you can look and look on their platform and just see, this is what we believe. This is what we stand for. If you're for these things, you more identify with this party, then I guess that's where you go. If you want to identify with, this one represents more of what I believe. And more importantly than that, this is just my opinion, and the rock Christian music is not necessarily hold these views. I don't know whatever lets them off the hook. I bet they do hold these views, but I'm more concerned with this. I said, well, I'm going to look at this platform, and then I'm going to look at this platform, the Bible, the Word of God, and I'm going to say which of these best represents the Word of God concerning topics like marriage, life, you know, babies, those kind of things, you know. And the Bible's real clear on almost every issue that we have going on in our world today. You know, does God have an opinion about whether children are gender confused and where they ought to be operated on when they're 12, 13, 11, 10 years old? Should they be given drugs that prevent them from ever being able to have children of their own if they change their mind later? Should we allow, you know, do we allow an 8-year-old to go in and buy an AR-15 and 1,000 rounds of ammunition? No. Do we allow them to buy alcohol? No. Do we allow them to drive a car? No. Why do we not let children do those things? Because we believe as a society that they are not mature enough to make those decisions for themselves. But all of a sudden in this nation, it's become not only legal but popular by certain groups to push. To literally push. I want to ask you this. How does a 4-year-old decide that they are gender confused? When I was 4 and you were 4 and we're all 4, we didn't even think about such things. We didn't even think about gender. You didn't even think about such issues. So if you find a small child as being talking about gender confusion, or they think, you know, the girl thinks they're boy thinks they're girl, obviously there is someone older than them who's feeding them those ideas. And I don't deny that people can become confused. But I guarantee you one thing, God didn't make no mistakes when he put you in the body he put you in. And it was him who did it, because the Bible says he knit you together in your mother's womb. He knew you before he formed you. So when were you you? At 15 weeks? No, I don't think so, Newt Gingrich. I don't think so. You know, at 15 weeks, the Republican Party's pushing for a 15-week ban on abortion. I'm like, well, I'm all for banning abortion, but in the world I live in, a life don't start at 15 weeks. It starts even before there's a conception in the womb. So I have to align myself with that kind of a belief. You say, well, what's my options? Well, the other option is we believe that you ought to be able to end that life even after it's outside the womb. That's called murder, people. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. So I certainly can't go over there. Then what do we need to do? Well, we need to pray. We need to vote. We need to stand up. Public opinion will change if God's people, will carry the fragrance of Jesus, public opinion will change. The only reason that these things, these agendas get promoted so much is because there's so much fragrance being spread by other, like the media. How many know they're full of bull? And you know what bulls are full of? So that has a fragrance. I know. I grew up around it. They're spreading that fragrance. It's lies. It's deceptions. It's bull malarkey. Well, we need to spread truth. And how do I spread truth? By going, I'll just go get me a megaphone, stand on a street corner. Yeah, whatever. People will throw eggs and tomatoes at you. If that's what God calls you to do, by all means, go do it. But I think there are more effective ways, personally. I think that if every person who identifies himself as a Bible-believing Christian, going to church, at the church I pastor or wherever else, I don't care, we need to act out our faith by living our faith on a daily basis and letting our faith determine the way we live our lives. And by doing that, we will spread the fragrance of Jesus. Now watch this verse. It's Corinthians 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now, here's the preface for it. As Christians, we're anointed with the Holy Spirit. We're born again Christians. We're not just religious Christians. We're born again followers of Christ. So we carry the Holy Spirit. Amen? Now, verse 17. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, Spirit is capital S here, so it's talking about the Holy Spirit. Where the Holy Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Freedom. So anywhere you see freedom being squashed, you can guarantee this, there is an absence of the anointing.
Come on.
There's an absence of the anointing, because wherever the Lord is, he is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty. Why? Because you can have liberty. Do you realize that people who will not allow themselves to be governed by God have to be governed by someone, or it'll be a free-for-all? But if we lived the principles, if we lived in relationship to Jesus, we don't need anyone to tell us, don't murder your neighbor, don't steal their property, don't covet their wife. You know, those are Ten Commandments, right? Not suggestions. But if we just live out our faith, we wouldn't even need it. Why? Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. I'm free. God, I don't need the government to tell me what's legal or illegal to do the right thing. I will do the right thing because I'm yielded. Remember, yielded lives, yielded to the Spirit of God. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hallelujah. That's verse 17, 2 Corinthians 3. Now look at verse 18. And we, the people, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, we are being transformed into His likeness with an ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Wow. I'm going to hit on that just a little more before I take you to passing. Look at this. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And we, I'm going to summarize it a little bit, reflect that freedom. We reflect the Lord's glory. We're being transformed. Doesn't mean we've arrived yet, but we're being transformed into His likeness. In other words, we're becoming more and more and more like Him because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now listen to how the Passion Translation, boy, this is, you don't even need a preacher if you be reading this Passion Translation of this. It is straight up. It says in verse 17, now the Lord I'm referring to is the Holy Spirit. And wherever He, the Lord, is, there's freedom. We can all draw close to Him with the veil removed from our faces. And with no veil, we all become like, listen to this, we all become like mirrors who brightly reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus. So in chapter 2, Paul says, when you live a yielded life, you go around smelling like Jesus. In chapter 3, he says, when you let the anointing be upon you, you go around looking like Jesus. You're a reflection of Him. You're not reflecting your glory, you're reflecting His glory. Amen. It's Him in us. If there's anything good in me, Paul said, it's Christ. It's not me. I'd say the same thing, and I'll say it about you too. Say, so, you don't know me. I know this. If there's anything good in any of us, it's because God put it there, and He's the one that's causing it to come up. Amen. When Nicodemus came to Jesus at night, he goes, I know you're a good man. You know, Jesus said, I tell you this. Well, he said, why you call me good? There is none good but God. Amen. So listen to this. We all become like mirrors who brightly reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus. We're being transfigured into His very image as we move from one brighter revelation of glory to another. And this glorious transformation comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. I went into our church bathroom about 2 weeks ago. Some little boy had washed their hands, and for whatever reason, they felt compelled to wipe their hand on the mirror. Maybe they saw they had a wet hand, and they saw that there's something on the mirror, and they thought, well, I'll wipe it. And then when they wiped it, it just, you know what it did. It just streaked it, it smeared up. So I was in the church bathroom, and I walked in there, and I washed my hands, you know, and I looked in the mirror. I was like, man, that mirror is terrible, right? And so I got some paper towels and dampened it and wiped the mirror. And you know what? Here's something. This is so profound. The cleaner the mirror is, the better the reflection is. And that's what I said. I was wiping that mirror, and I heard that inside. I said, the cleaner the mirror is, the better the reflection is. And immediately my mind, because I know the word, immediately my mind went to this scripture. I hadn't shared this yet, have I, at church even. And it's been several weeks, and it hasn't left me. So the Lord said, the cleaner the mirror is, the better the reflection is. Because you can see a reflection in a mirror that's streaked up, but it's not an accurate reflection. An accurate reflection. I believe this. I believe that everyone who comes encounter with who Jesus really is falls in love with Him. I don't believe that people actually come to a place where they encounter the real Jesus and they just say, I don't want that. They come to this image that they have. A lot of people have judged Jesus by the way that we Christians, church folk, act. It ain't fair to Jesus, but that's just how it is. We are his ambassadors to the world. So that means we need to live our lives in such a way that we spread his fragrance. And we need to live our lives in such a way. Listen, dirt's going to get on you. You're human. But get it off. And if you fall down, and I'm talking about spiritually, if you spiritually fall down in front of your neighbor, your brother, your sister, here's a great suggestion. Spiritually get up in front of your neighbor. You see, what do you mean? Let's suppose you were hammering a nail. I got a blue thumb today. I did not cuss when I hit my thumb, not at all, because there wasn't none in there, so it didn't come out. You know, if I'm carrying a cup of coffee and you shake it, and it's coffee coming out. If I'm carrying the Spirit of God and it's shaking, hopefully that's what's coming out, Spirit of God, right? That's why it's important. You better get your cup full in the morning because you don't know what's going to shake you that day. Because, you know, if you don't keep that cup full of Jesus, it might get full of you. And if you come out, come on, you throat punch somebody, won't you, Monica? You know? Yeah. No, you won't, but you'll want to.
Yeah.
And then if you get full of Jesus, you won't even want to. They'll deserve it. They would deserve it. They'll be begging for it. But you won't even want to because you're full of Jesus. Amen. So we're called to spread the fragrance. The world needs to smell God. It's a sweet smell. He's not a sour smell of death. He's not the sour smell of an old judge sitting in a dusty cabinet with a big stick. He's the smell of a sweet, loving father who loves you so much that he was willing to give his own son in exchange for you because he refused to live without you. You know what love really is? Love is really this. Love is not, oh, I love chocolate. That's a whim. Love is really this. I could live without that. Or you, but I'm not willing to. That's love. That's love. I am not willing to. That's what makes us put up with people. Love. It's what makes God put up with us. Love. I'm not willing to. God so was not willing to live without you that he gave his only begotten son. And if you've not received him yet, there's no way you can go around spreading freedom. You say, I'm a freedom-loving American. If you really are a freedom-loving American, you need to be full of the Spirit of God because where the Spirit of God is, there's freedom. The people who founded this country founded it so that they could worship Jesus, not to get away from worship. And the only separation of church and state in our land is the separation that exists to keep the government out of the church, not the church out of the government. It was intended from the very... George Washington said that without the Bible... freedom could never exist because people, only a righteous people can endure freedom. So I'm asking you today, if you're hearing the sound of my voice, go spread Jesus. Go reflect the Lord's glory. If your mirror has become a little bit fogged up with all the stuff for this and that, maybe it's been a while since you've talked to God. He still knows your voice. He still loves you. Just do this. Come before him and say, Father, maybe you feel like this. Lord, it's been a long time. Maybe there are people who say, Lord, I know I never have talked to you before. I guarantee you, he's loving it that you're talking to him. He's not sitting there going, yeah, it's been a long time. He's just loving it that you're turning to him. And if you turn to him today and just cry out, Lord, forgive me. Lord, lead me. I need you, Jesus. I need you. I need you. If you want to change my nation, start by changing you because you're part of it. And I cannot affect change for someone else if I'm drowning myself. Save yourself first. I didn't hear the Lord just telling me this. So don't blame me. Don't blame all your problems on everybody else. To start with you, don't blame stuff on you, but what I'm saying, start with you by making sure you are right with the Lord and that you're carrying his fragrance, that you're reflecting him when you go, not you, reflecting him. And the only way you're going to do that is you're going to have to spend some time with him. And so ask him to forgive you if you feel like your mirror's dirty. Just ask him. He will. He promised he would, and he will. He loves to forgive. I believe the Lord appreciates it when we don't need forgiveness, but he's always willing to forgive us. Clean up that mirror so we can reflect him better. And the world will get an accurate picture of him. If I'm living in sin and claiming Christ, they get a picture of Christ, but it's not accurate. It's muddied up. And they may think, well, Jesus is that way because that pastor's that way. Well, maybe, maybe not. Jesus is Jesus. Amen. Well, Father, I pray that if there's someone listening to me today and they don't know how where they stand, maybe they feel like their mirror is muddied up, I would ask you, Father, just to lead them, help them to pray to you and cry out to you today. And Father, I pray that you'd stir us up as your people to stand up for what is right, Lord God, to be bold in our faith. And that's going to start by us spending time with you. Draw us, Lord. If we become distracted and busy, I pray that you'd just settle us, Lord God. If it means we got to take 7 days away from a computer, Lord God, I pray that you'd just help us to have that quiet time to draw near to you, Lord God. I ask you grace. I speak blessing over your people in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. That was some good food, y'all. I hope you got full. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from the gorgeous Miss Neva Pyatt, and from our awesome, handsome spirit dad, Pastor Delight Dwight Shepherd. Ding, ding, ding. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you on Monday.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.
working at home?
I am working.
Or working?
Working, working, working.
At work? You have done
great things. It feels so unbelievably good to get so much work done.
Music with a message. The House of Praise.
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Wish that you